Welcome to the most must-hear podcast in all of professional wrestling. This is the Constable Truth.
The Constable Truth. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back. Welcome back.
I am the Truth.
I'm the Constable, baby.
Yes, sir. So, what are we on? Let's see. Let's roll us right in there, Mr. Constable.
Oh, my God. So, we're going to have a review about...
the show of the summer.
Oh, the show that's supposed to burn the house down, SummerSlam.
Yes. Theme song being Burn the House Down, and that's what we were all coming to expect. SummerSlam 2018. But, and maybe some people out there were satisfied.
We're going to be real. It did not go up to par with what we were expecting.
A lot of things... in both of our opinions, that went wrong in this pay-per-view. So, we're gonna discuss that.
Oh man, so
and
much.
We welcome feedback on that, on any disagreements, because I'm sure a few of you will disagree with certain things on the outcome of matches. But we're gonna roll right in on this. Dean Ambrose returns by the side of the Architect.
Ooh.
The burn it down man himself.
Seth Rollins. Baby.
Seth freaking Rollins.
The Intercontinental Champion.
Intercontinental Championship match. Seth Rollins versus the champion, Dolph Ziggler. Where we at here?
Well, it was a good hard fought match.
I give that match a 5 out of 5.
I'll give it a... Yeah, 5 out of 5. That's fair.
My opinions going into this match was, you know, everybody heard the rumors. Dean Ambrose is going to turn heel. Never really made sense to me because it's like, why is he going to turn heel and help out Dolph Ziggler, or, you know, Drew McIntyre? And it just didn't make sense to me. So it was a wonderful match. Nobody gets involved, obviously, until the final moments where Drew McIntyre decides to stick his face on the ring apron.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't work out too well for him, as Dean Ambrose pulled him off. And then, you know, we all saw what happened. He got who was it that got a Dirty Deeds? Was it McIntyre?
I think it was McIntyre, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So McIntyre gets the Dirty Deeds, and then, you know, Seth Rollins hits him with the curb stomp. And we've got a new Intercontinental Champion of the World.
Oh, man.
And, you know, all week I've been trying to reference these little clues, because WWE is always going to give you clues. Now, you 99% of the time, you're not going to see them because you're not looking for it.
Exactly.
But if you noticed, what did Dean Ambrose come out wearing? His armored shield vest.
Yes, he did.
So, just a little clue out there for you. But, yeah, I'm very satisfied with this Seth Rollins winning the Intercontinental title. It's no secret, I do not like Dolph Ziggler. His character has spoiled.
God, his character fell off.
And I'm sorry, but I just have to reference this every time we discuss Dolph Ziggler. He is Nikki of the Spirit Squad.
Poor Nikki.
So,
I think, like, in my opinion, I mean, hopefully this is the end of Dolph Ziggler. Hopefully. I know it sounds wrong, but hopefully
it's Dolph Ziggler has not signed a new contract.
So, it is the end. This is perfect. This is good. I'm sorry, Ziggler, but, like, you've been doing too much. Like, first, you weren't molding yourself to be your own character. You're taking different characters, like, trying to be fucking Shawn Michaels, and it's just too much going on.
Thing with Dolph Ziggler, and we all know it, is Dolph Ziggler is what would happen. And I forget. Oh, yeah, Dolph Ziggler is what would happen if Shawn Michaels and Billy Gunn had a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
So
perfect
example. That's where we're at. So, you know, we don't really have a official date on when Dolph Ziggler will make his last appearance. Could be this Monday night, but I will go on reference and predict that Drew McIntyre will turn on Dolph Ziggler because now he's a loser.
So. Shout out to Ant, by the way. Shout out to my man Ant.
Shout out to all the losers out there.
Right.
Speaking of losers.
Oh, man.
How about, and I don't want to get off track with SummerSlam because we've got a lot to discuss there. But since we bring up losers, who did you or did you not find yourself going for Curt Hawkins on Monday Night Raw?
Oh, man. I was rooting
for, I was really rooting for, was rooting for Hawkins to get the win in New York.
I was rooting.
So, the fact that he failed, you know, he doesn't get any sprinkles.
He doesn't.
Because, you know, sprinkles are for winners. So, he's now 0-220.
Yeah.
So, shout out to the greatest loser of all time, Hawkins.
He put on a hell of a fight, though. I gotta
he
give
him that.
He
damn sure did.
God.
So, that he's going to get a win match. One of these days.
Probably WrestleMania.
Yeah,
I'm predicting WrestleMania.
I think he wins the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Because he's not important enough to put in another match.
Right.
So, it is what it is. But, you know, anyway, so, Ambrose and Rollins, obviously the highlight of the night.
Yeah.
Ambrose and Rollins. I mean, Rollins and Ziggler with the help of Ambrose. So, but, and you know what? I love this Ambrose.
I do too, man.
I mean, I've always been a top freaking Dean Ambrose guy.
But I love the rejuvenation they made. I love it.
The mean look, the fact that he's so damn big now.
Freaking swole.
Yeah.
My man hit the gym. He said, you know what? This is for my Shield brothers.
Yep, so, you know, that's with that. And they're not gonna touch base too much into the fact that Braun Strowman and Kevin Owens was a squash match.
Can we, like, skip all the squash matches? We'll mention them.
Yeah.
It was just embarrassing.
Kevin Owens should not have been involved in a squash match.
I agree.
None of them should have been. But, yeah, so Braun Strowman, you know, I don't like him, so... But it is what it is. So Braun Strowman defeats Kevin Owens in a squash match, keeps his damn briefcase. Then we've got the return of the Demon King.
Oh, man.
He beat your constable's ass.
Look, man, Constable Corbin's going to make a comeback, but that ass whooping.
Because some have argued that it wasn't fair because he didn't sign up to face the Demon King.
At all.
So, you know, now he's the new general manager of Raw.
Gotta give him a roll.
So, the constable, he's looking at big things.
Looking forward to it.
Not really gonna get into the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, although now we know that we have new SmackDown Tag Team Champions. The New Day. The power of positivity is a strong thing.
It is.
And Bootios.
Let's just reference Bootios.
If you haven't yet, you need to go to the store and get you a box of Bootios. They ensure that you ain't booty.
Gosh.
Oh, and by the way, I just have to do it.
Shout out to my man Xavier Woods, man. I want to meet him one day. I really got to meet him one day. Like, I love his channel, Up Up Down Down.
Which that actually just got an award today, by
it did?
The way. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, he got a big old plaque for that. And
my man.
Had to do with all of his viewers.
As it should. He deserved it.
So.
Sweet.
That's where we're at with that. The Raw Tag Team Championships.
Yeah.
And I am biased.
Yes.
Because I believe in Axelmania.
It's growing on me.
The B stands for best. And they are the greatest tag team champions ever.
I'm glad.
Ever! The B team. And I'm going to do it. B team. B team. Go, go, go. B team. For life.
I got to give them credit. I have, like I said, they're growing on me. They're definitely growing on me.
I'm going to get this man a white shirt.
Oh,
and we're going to make a B team shirt.
Believe.
Believe.
Going to work. Believe. I'm like, what the fuck?
So now we've got the United States title.
We kind of foreseen this coming, but
the artist formerly known as Shinsuke Nakamura need to face Kinshasa. So Jeff Hardy fails to recapture the United States title, as you know, we all knew he's already booked for Randy Orton at Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a feud. So,
Need to face.
Who can beat that?
Kinshasa.
Kinshasa. Come on!
Nakamura, man.
The United States of Knock America. Okay, so where are we at now? Trying to save... You already know what I'm trying to say. We've got the WWE Championship. A disappointing ending.
Yeah. The match itself was good, but the ending was just...
I think it's kind of fitting, because now you're going to set up Styles and Joe to be inside Hell in a Cell, and they both are going to kill each other.
With Styles coming out on top.
Yeah, obviously you're going to see a phenomenal forearm from some freaky angle. No
idea.
Yeah, there ain't no telling where it's going to come from. Joe's big ass ain't going to be able to handle it. So, but, you know, when you stand up on the table and tell someone daddy's coming home,
yeah,
you expect to get your ass whipped. So Joe, he got exactly what he deserved. We are in the state of Georgia, and AJ Styles is the pride and joy.
Definitely is.
The WWE champion from Gainesville, Georgia. The phenomenal AJ Styles. So, that's the WWE championship match. Obviously, everything we're talking about right now was a huge disappointment in itself.
Pretty much.
But, we've got some... Well, at least I've got some colorful things to say about three in particular matches. Two in particular matches, honestly.
So you want to start with those, or since we kind of like went off track the last one and made that one match the main event instead of the real main event?
Well, the thing is, have I covered everything?
Pretty much. I mean, the kickoff.
Well, no, I'm not going to. Yeah, the kickoff's whatever. But we've got, I think we've got pretty much everything to this point.
Yeah.
Got the Raw Tag Team titles, got the Intercontinental title, the United States title. Nobody cares about the Cruiserweight title match.
The matches that matter are
I'm just going to jump into this and discuss this match because there's two matches in particular that I've got a lot to say about. So those are going to be last. But let's talk about the Universal Championship match. And this is your time to shine.
It definitely is. I was waiting for this moment. Quick shout out to my man, Roman Reigns. You did it, man. After all those Brock Lesnar ass whoopings, you finally did it. Gosh, I've seen you get your ass whipped year after year. WrestleMania was the worst. But we'll talk about that another time. But you finally did it, man. Congrats to you. Carry the title with pride because you're now the Universal Champion. If you lose it in any way or do something stupid to lose it in any way, I'll be very upset. So try to stay on the right path, man.
So Braun Strowman kind of fucked everything up because he inserted his dumbass in the match, or at least made a presence. Brock Lesnar, that was another one that really turned into a squash match. I mean, Brock Lesnar hit three German suplexes, had a submission move in, but that was it. You know, like five spears later and three Superman punches. So Roman Reigns finally defeats Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
The beast incarnate, the world's greatest Universal Champion that's ever lived.
Yeah,
he was such a fighting champion, too.
Shit.
That man was a fighting champion.
Yeah, right.
And I'm going to channel my inner Corey Graves. When you're someone as big named as Brock Lesnar, nobody tells you when to show up for work.
You show up
when you feel like it.
Okay, that's
true. Brock Lesnar, and I want to be like Corey Graves right now.
Oh, God.
And Brock Lesnar is justified to say, I don't give a crap about the WWE Universe.
Well, good for him. Way to go, Roman.
Are you channeling your inner Saxton?
Yes.
Shut up, Saxton!
I'm not even a Saxton fan, but I gotta channel it, man. Congratulations, Roman.
What, do you want to be horny like Michael Cole now? Here comes the big dog.
Oh, God! It's his yard!
Here comes the big dog!
Oh, man. My man, Roman.
Yeah, anyway, so Roman Reigns, he finally captures the Universal Heavyweight Championship of the world.
world.
And he's not going to lose it anytime soon. Not with the fucking shield right behind him.
Woo!
Return of the Shield.
Man.
And the most destructive force in wrestling history. And you fucking retards out there who want to bring up the NWO.
The NWO over Shield?
Yeah.
Who said that?
A lot of people.
Wait a minute, time out.
There's a lot of people out there who consider the NWO the greatest faction of all time.
What have they accomplished? First of all, I'm not even a fan of Hogan. I despise Hulk Hogan.
Yes, me too. I am there with
you. He's overrated. Like,
Hogan, and here's the thing that pisses me off. Everybody wants to be like, Hogan is the reason that WWE exists today.
Yeah, fucking right.
There's one person to credit for the WWE existing today.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the greatest champion of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Bruno Sammartino.
Facts.
Bruno Sammartino. The great man that was champion a combined, 11 years in two runs? So, give me this Hulk Hogan bullshit. When Hulk Hogan only lasted in WWF, and then where did he go?
Went straight to fucking your favorite faction, WCW.
So if, and there's the people out there don't know me, but this guy does.
Yep.
And I have, what would you even call it?
Like
obviously hatred, but what kind of hatred?
It's like a deep seething, from the pit down deep in your spirit. Just
this man can tell you that I am so loyal to the WWE.
Yeah, he hates anything outside WWE.
I don't.
Especially TNA. Especially.
TNA is like, let's see, let's think of an example here. Let's say you go to, TNA's worse than fucking watching wrestling in a high school gym.
Damn.
So, TNA is garbage. WCW, world's crappiest wrestling. So the fact, and here's my thing, and this is why I brought up the NWO. Because everybody wants to say the NWO is the greatest faction of all time. Where did NWO rule?
Don't worry, y'all, we'll wait.
NWO ran roughshod over the WCW with no management.
At all.
And what happened the second they came into WWE?
Get the ass whooped.
They died.
Badly.
So don't give me this shit that the NWO is the greatest faction of all time, because aside from the fact that the Shield is the most dominant faction in wrestling history, DX would whoop the hell out of NWO.
Yeah.
So if you want to argue about it, let's go.
I can't believe it. Who said that? In my aunt voice. Who says that?
Yeah. The NWO? Really?
The NWO.
A man whose finishing move was a leg drop?
He had literally three moves.
He punched you, did a big boot, and he leg dropped. Maybe every once in a while he'd do a scoop slam. Really?
If you're lucky.
That guy? Can I remind you that the second they came into WWE, Scott Hall got locked in a freezer?
I still remember that shit.
And Kevin Nash was never relevant.
Oh, God. He was just big for nothing.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Scott Hall was taped to a fucking wheelchair and stuck in a freezer by the bionic Texas rattlesnake. So, fuck that. The Shield is back. The NWO sucks. Roman Reigns is the champion, and it's going to be like that for a long time.
Yeah.
Which, now,
I need to collect my thoughts,
because you just say whatever it is you need to say.
Okay, which one you want me to start first?
We're gonna start with
the Raw
Women's Championship, okay. Because the things that I have to say about the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Okay, so I'll try to segue into it. All right. Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss. WWE, what the hell were you thinking? You have Alexa Bliss, a very talented very ring savvy wrestler, and you put her in a squash match with Ronda Rousey. Don't get me wrong, Ronda's good, but she's still inexperienced. You just slap a title on her, made her seem dominant, and I don't even think this is going to be a long title run. That's my opinion, but I don't think this is going to be a long title run. Hopefully, WWE is smart and they're just like, you know what? Lexi needs her gold back and make her a 6-time champion so she has more on her resume. But I was very disappointed in that match. That could have potentially been a 5-star match, especially for the women's. Come on, now the women's evolution. You could have really like rejuvenated the women's. Oh my god, I'm very disappointed. Very. That could have been a great match, but instead, a squash match. Come on now. It was like watching Strowman versus Ellsworth. That's what it was like for me. Anyway, it could have been better. You had a potential match and you blew it. Poor Alexa. I'm sorry, Alexa. If you're ever listening to this, just know that you have the support of me, the constable, and the truth. Here.
Oh, she knows she has the support of me.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's facts. But just know you have our support. And, like, that wasn't right. And speaking of wasn't right, I think we're going to...
Hold on, because I got a comment on this match.
Okay, wait. The truth has a comment.
But I'd like, because you know how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like these two matches, you need to, like, bring me in on this. Because...
It's your time to shine, man.
It is, but...
I said all I need to say. I'm just very disappointed. This could have went such a...
Here, okay. So, I love Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetheart. Couldn't be any fucking nicer.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, I believe I said this on the last show, that the second that Ronda Rousey came into WWE, this was the one match that I did not want to see.
Yep.
Now, when you take someone like Ronda Rousey, who I love, it all goes out the window when you put them against my goddess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and this is facts whether you like it or not, this match was set up at fucking Money in the Bank.
Yep.
The second Alexa Bliss hit her with the briefcase, this match was set up. Okay, so Alexa Bliss, and whether you agree with it or not, it's really not up for debate. This match has been built so damn high because of Alexa Bliss. And that is not a knock to Ronda Rousey in any way.
Right.
But Ronda Rousey doesn't know what she's doing. Alexa Bliss with the promos. Alexa Bliss, before SummerSlam, before Sunday night, has had one of the greatest years of any woman. She came into 2018 already the champion. She won the first women's Elimination Chamber match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she loses to Nia Jax, WrestleMania, Backlash, and then has... You know, wins the ladder match and has one of the greatest cash-ins in Money in the Bank history. And then she beats Nia Jax at Extreme Rules and starts her promos with Ronda Rousey. So, if anybody can explain to me, and I'm not talking to fucking Alexa Bliss haters.
Right.
Because there's a million of y'all. And the fact of the matter is, most of you are Sasha Banks fans. And I love Sasha. But her fan base is a bunch of fucking idiots.
I got something I want to say, but it's completely off topic.
So, the fact that this was a squash match, after all the building up that Alexa Bliss did for this match, is a huge failure by WWE. Yeah, Ronda Rousey is a UFC champion. She's MMA. In real life, is she going to kick her or kick Alexa Bliss's ass like that? Yeah. Yeah. But this isn't that.
This is WWE.
This is the WWE. And Alexa Bliss is a money fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing about it. Like I said, these Sasha Banks fans, and I'm just going to name as Alexa Bliss haters. Everybody, and you can say the same thing. All you hear is about Alexa Bliss is she's overpushed. And I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but this is just facts. Everybody says Alexa Bliss is overpushed, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Listen,
she's dropped the title to people who hadn't won it yet at both of the last two WrestleManias.
Yep.
And she dropped it to Sasha last year at SummerSlam. So, overpushed, but she's 0-4 at the two biggest events in WWE. Mm. So, the squash match being ridiculous as it is, you should, like, the fact that they make Alexa Bliss look so weak in WWE, the writers backstage should be embarrassed.
I'm upset with so many multiple things right now.
So, that's a failure as is. We're going to get a rematch here at Hell in a Cell. And I guarantee you it will not be the same result. Alexa Bliss, first of all, congratulations to Ronda Rousey on becoming the Raw Women's Champion.
That's true. Congrats.
Like I said, I love Ronda Rousey. And, you know, she deserves it. But as far as Alexa Bliss, she deserved better than that.
Yeah.
And just for, and one last thing on that, for all you people who, again, Alexa Bliss haters, she dislocated her own. She is double jointed.
Yes.
She popped her own arm out of her shoulder to make that move look better. So, you're welcome, assholes. And quit being douchebags on the internet. Because I see it all day, every day. You're all, at least the men, are all pigs. Alexa Bliss will win back her women's title at Hell in a Cell in San Antonio, Texas, and become the 6-time women's champion.
Believe that.
Heading into Evolution. Goddess versus greatest.
Mm.
And you get ready for that. So that's all I've got to say on that.
Well, the moment of truth. Carmella.
Mella is money.
Mella is money, by the way.
Mella is money.
No.
No. Rest in peace to that dude she killed on Twitter earlier. This fool said, Mella, will you follow me back? Mella just paced. She just said no. So rest in peace to that guy.
R.I.P. dude.
Yeah.
But Mella versus Charlotte versus Becky Lynch.
Now, if somebody can tell me that Becky Lynch didn't deserve to win this match, we're going to have to get you medically checked because something's not right.
A hard-fought match that should have went one way and went a whole nother aspect.
Mm-mm-mm. So,
it was a disappointment. Disappointment.
Here's the thing. Okay, so, Becky Lynch has been working her ass off. And let's just face facts here. Becky Lynch has been getting screwed all year.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch should have won the first ever Women's Battle Royal at WrestleMania. But they took that away from her. For the second year in a row, she had her hands on the briefcase and had it even unhooked.
Mm-hmm.
And they took that away from her. So now we're at a point where Becky Lynch starts winning every match every week on SmackDown. And we're like, okay, finally. And then she gets her one-on-one match with Carmella, and we're like, fucking awesome. And then Charlotte Flair comes back. She gets inserted. And I'm pretty sure we all expected at that point they're going to screw Becky again. So Becky Lynch comes out at SummerSlam, and there's a whole crowd screaming this girl's name. Because honestly, nobody in that building wanted to see anybody else win.
Right.
Becky Lynch has thrown Charlotte Flair out of the ring. She now has Carmella locked in the disarmor. And what happens? Carmella doesn't tap. Becky Lynch doesn't win the match. Charlotte Flair comes with, I don't even know if that move has a name. So then she gets a 1-2-3 and the crowd's booing. Crowd is booing.
That right there should have told people.
What something. Is WWE thinking? You've got a woman who has not been the champion in 2 years. And to put that into perspective for you, since Becky Lynch lost the SmackDown Women's title to Alexa Bliss 2 years ago, look at what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Since Becky Lynch lost the women's title, Alexa Bliss is a 5-time champion.
Yeah.
Charlotte is a 7-time champion. And everybody else mixed. Hell, Sasha Banks is a 4-time champion. So you've got a woman here who is white hot.
Mm-hmm.
Has the crowd completely over with her. And you screw her again. For what? So your sad attempts to turn her into a heel.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch clocks Charlotte Flair in her face. And WWE apparently is expecting to hear boos. What happens?
Cheers. Hella cheers.
Screaming. Becky. Becky. Yes. Yes. Whatever you want. It was all there. So, explain to me where, like, if WWE really thinks that you're going to take the sweet, adorable face of Becky Lynch, someone that everybody loves,
mm-hmm.
and turn her into a heel? Do you really think that's going to work?
Not at all.
I have started a movement on my actual Instagram, and I am referring to it as the Bexplosion.
The Bexplosion. No.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, now explain the Bexplosion, because
the Bexplosion.
Not a lot of people going to really know what that is. So explain.
Bexplosion comes from the suplex that she uses, the Bexploder. And it also goes back reference into the Yes movement of Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
A movement where, same thing, Daniel Bryan screwed after every pay-per-view for years. Finally wins the WWE title, and what happens? He gets cashed in. Randy Orton, Triple H, turns his back. So, the Bexplosion. The Bexplosion has been created to finally put an end to this bullshit. Because it was clear 3 months ago, or 2 months ago at Money in the Bank, that everybody wanted Becky Lynch to win.
Mm-hmm.
It's been clear since then that everybody else was excited to see Becky Lynch get her chance and finally win the SmackDown Women's Championship. So, Bexplosion is, I am urging everybody out there, because Brooklyn did a fucking wonderful job of it, SummerSlam when they cheered everything she did, and following SmackDown when, you know, she comes out and everybody's cheering. She even tries to turn on the crowd, but nobody stops cheering. So every WWE crowd after this needs to repeat: do not boo her. Do not cheer her. I mean, do not boo her. Continuously cheer her. Because Becky Lynch is the champion that everybody wants.
That is true.
And she is the champion that not just us, but more importantly, that she deserves. Nobody in the business deserves it more.
Hell yeah.
The Bexplosion movement, it is one in, I think you can agree, that you've probably never seen me more serious about one individual.
Yeah, I agree. Like, ever.
This guy was watching SummerSlam, and I don't know, what was, like... What was your reaction when you saw Charlotte win, and at some point that I crossed your mind?
Dude.
Because this guy knows...
As soon as Charlotte won, I was like, you know what? Esteban's going to be pissed. This is going to make him very upset.
And what happened? I texted you right after
that.
Okay,
you definitely did too. I was like, oh man, I know he's pissed. What the fuck just happened? Like, yeah, I seen it too.
So, yeah, I urge everybody out there, the WWE Universe, this is up to you. Becky Lynch knows what to expect from y'all. Becky Lynch knows what to expect from y'all. She knows everybody loves her, so don't let this bullshit WWE script kill that for you. They're really trying to, or at least Becky's trying to see how much y'all supported her.
Right.
Because I've been with Becky Lynch since day one.
Yeah, it's true.
So, the Bexplosion movement, all I can say is, any WWE Universe out there, especially this coming week in Toronto, keep it going. Do not boo her. Cheer her. Hashtag give Becky Lynch a chance.
Definitely.
She is the deserving SmackDown Women's Champion.
And she definitely deserves the love and support.
She does, because she does it for everybody. And Becky Lynch is straight fire. She is the Irish last kicker. So, it's all up to y'all.
Whether she gets a huge push or not, it's up to you guys.
You've got to support her the way that you did Daniel Bryan.
Because if you don't, all of this will be for nothing.
And I've read enough on the internet to see that people are not happy about Charlotte Flair. I've read everything that you all have said, that we are not going to boo Becky Lynch. Don't just talk about it.
Be about it, y'all.
Be about straight fire. Because it is Becky Lynch's time, and she deserves better. Mm-hmm. She deserves nothing short of holding that blue SmackDown Women's Championship.
You deserve it.
You damn right. She deserves it. So give it to her. Show up and support Becky Balboa.
Oh, yeah.
Because as she said, it's time Becky Balboa becomes SmackDown Live Women's Champion again. And that's all I've got to say.
All right, guys. This has been the Constable Truth. Tune in next time. We'll keep y'all posted on the next episode.
We out.